Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Welcome to those here in the sanctuary and to those joining us online. It is good for us to be able to gather together in our respective places to celebrate the coming of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. This being the fourth Sunday of Advent, we require to light the fourth candle on our Advent crown. So I wonder, would one of the young ones like to come out and light the candle? Would someone like to come out? Anyone like to come out? Yes, out you come. Gregor. That's great. Hey, you've got a great haircut. Did you get your haircut last week? I get my hair cut as well. But I think you've got more, and you're very trendy. You've got it turned up at the front there. I think my days are in that are past. Eh? Right, here we are, Gregor. Right, if you want to light it from there, and then just you light on there, is that okay? Well done. You want to turn this way and blow it out? Great stuff. Round of applause for Gregor. Let us worship God. We sing the great Christmas hymn, hymn 301, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Let us pray. Gracious God, we remember with gladness your coming to us and the message of joy that was proclaimed to the shepherds. It is a message that touches our hearts and gives us great joy today. Living God, you spoke your word to many, and through the prophets you called on people to prepare for the coming of the Messiah. And yet when the time came and Jesus was born, few were ready to receive him. Forgive us, O God, your people today, for not always being ready to receive the one born a child and yet a king. Forgive us for continuing to walk in darkness instead of in the light of your love. Forgive us for focusing on the trappings with which we surround this season and not on what is at the very center of it. Gracious God, as we hear again the Christmas story, may it speak to each one of us. And as we look with real hope to that day when your ancient promises will be fulfilled, let us experience anew the joy, the peace and the love that entered the world at the first Christmas. In Jesus' name, we ask these things. Amen. Well, COVID-19 continues to dominate the headlines, and understandably, there's real concern and anxiety about the new variant that is now circulating. The Church of Scotland COVID group has been in touch with every Kirk session, and I would like very briefly just to make certain points which will hopefully ensure that our building continues to be a safe place in which to gather. Before coming to church, we are encouraged to take a lateral flow test. This is not only in our own interest, but in the interest of others. On entering the church, your contact details will be taken, or you can sign in with the QR code. Please do make use of the hand sanitizer as you enter and leave the building. We will continue to have 1 meter distancing within the building. Families can, of course, sit together, and friends and neighbours who mix regularly with each other can sit together. But otherwise, please maintain at least 1 meter distancing. And if you want to make it 2, then that will be perfectly fine. We're very fortunate in that we have a big, airy building, which means that even with social distancing in place, we can still accommodate a considerable number of people. On leaving the church, it would be appreciated if you took your hymn book and placed it on the table or container in either vestibule. And again, as you leave, be careful to maintain distancing. Now, the good news, I will endeavour to keep services to around 30 to 40 minutes long, but don't hold me to that today. And in order to prevent a build-up of people in the vestibule, I will not, and this really sticks in my gullet, but I'll not go to the door at the close of services for the foreseeable future, but I'm sure you'll understand that and the reason for it. It's not that I don't want to be at the door, but it's just so that there's not a build-up of people and you can exit as quickly as possible. Friends, it is the case that further restrictions could be imposed at any time. And this may mean last-minute changes. But I sincerely hope and pray that whatever other restrictions there may be, our building will remain open I was absolutely distressed last year, and that is the word, distressed, when our building had to close, and I hope and pray it does not come to that. With the mitigations in place, and if we observe them, then it shouldn't come to that. It is important that God's people are able to gather in person. At this point in time, it is our intention to have a service on Christmas Eve at 11:30 p.m. and then a service of lessons and carols next Sunday at 10:30. Enough of all that. Now for the good news, which will be read to us by Elaine.
Today's reading comes from the New Testament, the Gospel of Luke. That's Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20, and can be found on page 49 of the Pew Bible. So that's Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. Now in this same district, there were shepherds out in the fields, keeping watch through the night over their flock. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them. They were terrified, but the angel said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news, news of great joy for the whole nation. Today there has been born to you in the city of David a deliverer, the Messiah, the Lord. This will be the sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." All at once, there was with the angel a great company of the heavenly host, singing praise to God. "Glory to God in highest heaven, and on earth peace to all in whom he delights." After the angels had left them and returned to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Come, let us go straight to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." They hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. When they saw the child, they related what they had been told about him, and all who heard were astonished at what the shepherds said. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered over them. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for what they had heard and seen. It had all happened as they had been told. Amen.
There is a word that is on our lips a lot at this time, and it is a word that begins with C, and I'm not thinking of coronavirus. I'm thinking of another word that begins with C. Anyone think? Yes, Ewan? Christmas. Well done. Who can tell me how many letters there are in the word Christmas? Maybe you need to use your fingers to work that one out. Anyone shout out how many letters there are? Nine, that's right, nine. Well, I've got the word Christmas here with me today, and I've got the individual letters. And I would like us to think up maybe a word or two for each letter. A word that begins with that letter and that has something to do with Christmas as we know it and the Christmas story. So the first letter is C. Anyone think up a word or words that begin with C that have something to do with Christmas and the Christmas story? Now put your hand up. Yes? Child. That's a very good one, isn't it? Child in the manger. Jesus was the child placed in the manger. Any other word beginning with C? Sorry? Carols. Absolutely. We sing carols at Christmas time. Christ. Well done. Christ. There's Christ, the word that reminds us who really is at the heart of this special season. Christ. These were good answers. What about H? Anything about H? What might we find decorating our homes at this time? Holly? Yes, holly. Is there any other word? It might be the name of someone. Yes, I think I heard it there. Herod. Oh, Herod was the king of Judea and the region of Galilee at the time when Jesus was born. But he wasn't a very good king. In fact, when he heard that a new king had been born, he became very, very jealous. So that's our second letter, H. What about R? Anything R? What was that song that we sometimes hear at this time? Absolutely. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It's a great happy song, that one. But maybe that's not got so much to do with the original Christmas story. I wonder, a word, we sing it. Rejoice. Rejoice, that's a good word. We are to rejoice because Christ the R has come. Well done, Redeemer. He has come to redeem us, to save us from all that is wrong. Now, the next letter is I. Wonder, that's a wee bit more difficult, is it? Yes, Joyce?
Ivy,
well done. Yes, the holly and the ivy. What else? Israel. Israel was the name given to God's people. They were a chosen people, and they were told that one day a Redeemer would come, that Christ, the Messiah, would be born. So I is for Israel. And then we've got S. Yes, Ewan?
Santa.
Yes, to do with the modern day Christmas. Santa, that's right. Anything else? Shepherds. Well done, Thelma. Yes. What is the hymn now? While shepherds washed their socks by night? Or is it while shepherds watched their flocks? Yes, so the shepherds are very important. They were in the hills outside Bethlehem the night Jesus was born, and an angel appeared to them and spoke to them. And then the shepherds went to Bethlehem to see the newborn child. So I've got S for shepherds. Now, T. What do we see now? What can we think up for T? The letter T, that's not so easy, is it?
Tiding.
Tiding of great joy. Yes. Yes. Tree. Well done. we put up our trees at this time, and we've got a lovely tree here in the church today. Yes, so tree and tiding. Now, I'm stretching this one a wee bit, eh? Yes, the wise men. So I'm glad I'm not the only one that was stretching it. I thought, the wise men. Does that work all right? Well, you let me off with that one. Eh? The wise men who followed the star, you see, and they were warned by Herod. You know, they were told, now, you go this way, but they were told, no, don't go the way that Herod has told you because he's got a bad plan. So follow the star. That's right. So the wise men. T, and then we're almost there. What do we think now? That was T. And then we're at M. Maybe a wee bit easier. Yes. Mary. Well done. Mary for the mother of Jesus. Mary. What else?
Manger.
Oh, the manger in which the baby was placed. And shortly we'll be singing Away in a Manger. And that's just a lovely, lovely hymn. Yes.
Mistletoe.
Well done, Ewan. Mistletoe. That's right. We'll not ask what they do under the mistletoe. Right. Only a kiss your nearest and dearest this year, isn't that right? Right. And then, second last one. A. Yes. Oh, well done. The angel who appeared to the shepherds in the hills outside Bethlehem. I remember seeing a Christmas card and it was the shepherds, the hill and the angel. And what did it go? Silent night. That will be right. Because the angel broke the silence of the night with a wonderful message. A message of great joy to you is born this day in the city of David, a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. And then finally, another S. I wonder.
Stable.
Well done, Arthur. The stable in which Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus were spending that first night. The stable. Anything else? Yes. Saviour. Oh, well done. Christ came to be the Saviour to save us and the world. Yes. Oh, the star. Yes, the star, and there's a star up at the top of the Christmas tree there. Isn't that right? So star, these are all excellent answers. And isn't it amazing how from that word, Christmas, we've been able to think about the modern day Christmas, but we've also been able to think about the real meaning of Christmas. And I hope that we'll remember that as we celebrate again the coming of our Saviour. Now, we're going to sing hymn 296, hymn 296, which is the hymn, While Humble Shepherds Watched Their Flocks.
Thank you.
What do you like best about Christmas? Some of us like the food that we eat. Mince pies or turkey. Who likes turkey? Hands up if you like turkey. Yes, we were not as enthusiastic as I thought. Roast beef may be better. Steak pie. All three. Yes, well, I like turkey and the mince pies. So I like Christmas for that reason, but I also like it because our homes and churches are brightly decorated with our trees and lights and baubles. It's also a good time to meet up with family and with friends, and I hope and pray that we'll all be able to do that safely this year. But a lot of us also like Christmas because it's a time when we give and receive gifts. Why is it that we give gifts to other people? Anyone tell me? Yes? You tell me? Now, so you get one back. Why do we give them? Oh dear, see this hearing of mine. Oh, excellent. To be kind. That's right. We give gifts to be kind. And we give them to people that we love and that we care for. I've got some gifts up here today, and I would like us to guess what they are. This one might not be so difficult to guess what it is. Anyone like to guess? Yes? You think it's a DVD? Oh, well done. But no, no. Someone told me the other day that DVDs are not so with it now. There we are. It's difficult to keep up with all the fashions. Anyone else guess what it might be? A book. Who thinks it's a book? Yes, right. Well, we find out. Here we are now. Go careful with the wrapping paper, and that way I can use it again. It is a book. Oh, it's the Campbelltown book. Who has heard of Campbelltown? After 23 years of me as your minister, well, you've heard a lot about Campbelltown. So, well done. That's right. So, that was quite easy to guess, wasn't it? It was a book. Right. What about this one? Maybe a wee bit more difficult to guess. A pencil case. That's a good answer, Dot, but wrong. Sweeties. A tube of sweeties. A good answer, but wrong. Chocolate biscuits. No. Yes. Do you know these tubes that you get with the crisps in, Pringles? Well, it's not that either. Anyone guess? Talcum powder, good guess, but wrong. Now, an umbrella, good guess, but wrong, Thelma. Well, I'll give you a wee clue. Sometimes, at this time of year, it can be frosty in the morning. You get out your car. De-icer. That's what it is. What a job I had wrapping it up, I can tell you. De-icer. It's very handy, isn't it? These frosty mornings. There we are. So it wasn't just so easy to guess that one. And you might struggle with this one. Anyone guess what this is? Yeah. Anyone guess at all? An ice scraper, that's a good guess, but no. Tony? A saw? No, but begins with S. Anyone guess? Anyone in the gallery? Up there in the cheap seats, no? Well, I'll give you a wee clue. What do we use if we're eating soup? A spoon. Do you think this might be a spoon? Well, we'll wait and see. Here we are now. Took me ages to wrap these things up. I'm absolutely hopeless at wrapping things up. Here we are. The world's greatest stirrer. So there were, that was hard to guess that, wasn't it? Hey? You need a great big pot of soup to be able to use this one. Now, what about this one? A tumbler?
Chocolate.
If I say to you, this will be used on Christmas Day.
Gravy bowl.
A gravy bowl. That's it. Wait, do we open this up now? It's a very nice seasonal gravy bowl. There you are. Isn't that impressive? Eh? So that's where the turkey gravy will go. And then finally, this doesn't look very exciting, does it? I wonder what this is. I wonder what it is. Do you think? Well, we'll open it and see. Wait and we'll see what it is. Oh, that's not very exciting, is it? It's just a container. It's very ordinary. Nothing to get worked up about here. And yet, wait a minute. It's not empty. There's something in it. Chocolate coins. It's not so ordinary after all, is it? Sometimes when we get a present, we can guess quite quickly what it is. Sometimes it can be a wee bit more difficult. And sometimes we get a gift, but it's not quite what it seems. There's more to it than meets the eye. And we can say that of the Christmas story. When Jesus was born, he was born like you and me. He looked just like an ordinary baby boy. And yet, when we read the stories of his birth, the different accounts, we realize there was nothing ordinary about him. He was very special. And to help us realize just how special he was and is, we only need to think about the names he was given. One name was Christ. Christ means the anointed one, the chosen one. In the Old Testament, there was a king called David, and David began his life as a strong but very humble and unassuming shepherd. But God chose him to succeed Saul as king of Israel. And he was known as the chosen one, the anointed one. And that title was given to Jesus when he was born. He was chosen by God. He was God's anointed one, the one whose birth was proclaimed as good news, Christ. The other name, of course, was Jesus. Now, it's interesting sometimes to look up the meaning behind names. Gary, which is a lovely name, in Hebrew means mighty with a spear. So you've got to look out when I'm around. Jesus means he came to save his people from their sins. Isn't that amazing? At the very outset, at the very moment of his birth, Jesus was given a name that tells us why he had come. The great work he had come to do, it was to save his people from their sins. We all make mistakes. We all say and do things that we shouldn't. But isn't it good to know that we have a Savior who will forgive us if we are truly sorry? Forgiveness. What a wonderful gift all the year round, and not only at Christmas. Christ, the chosen one, the anointed. Jesus, who came to save us from our sins. And then Emmanuel, which means God with us. Isn't that wonderful? God who created the world. God who throws the stars into the sky at night is with us through his Son. He is with us at all times, in good times and bad, in happy times and in sad. God is there. He is with us. Let us all remember the names given to the Christ child, and let's thank God this Christmas for his wonderful gift. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for coming to us in Jesus and for revealing yourself as one who loves us and cares for us. We need to be reminded of this time and time again. We need to take this good news to heart, for then we will know deep within us a joy and peace that are unaffected by the times in which we live. Lord Jesus, after long years of waiting, you were born, the Messiah, the light shining in the darkness. Bless your world this Christmas. Touch the lives of all your people. And as we welcome you, let us share your love and promote justice, reconciliation, and peace. God with us, these are unsettling times for us and the world. Protect our National Health Service. Bless the rollout of vaccines and boosters. And may the medicine that we are fortunate to have be shared with the poor and developing countries in the world. Keep us, O God, and those dear to us safe. Lord Jesus, this is a time of joy, a time to celebrate your coming. Yet we also know this can be a difficult time for many. We think of those who are hungry and helpless, the lonely, the oppressed and persecuted, the sick, and those who are sad. Gracious God, reach out to all in our thoughts and help them to face the days to come, knowing that you are Emmanuel, God with us. Almighty God, we thank you for the hope that is at the heart of your wonderful gift to us. Enable us as your people to walk in the light and to praise you for the wonder of your grace. These things we humbly ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. This is a wonderful Sunday to have a baptism. And I was just thinking earlier today, the baby to be baptized is Adam. And of course, there was Adam about whom we read in the Old Testament. And then St. Paul referred to Jesus as the new Adam. So how wonderful to baptize a child called Adam as we approach Christmas. I also had another wee smile to myself as I thought, it's good to baptize a child called Adam so close to Christmas Eve. Do you get it? Adam and Eve. Without any further ado, we will come to our baptismal hymn. It is a lovely, moving hymn. Hymn 312. 312, Away in a Manger, No Crib for a Bed. Please be seated. Following Adam's baptism, we'll sing the blessing, which you'll find at hymn 796. Hymn 796. Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go therefore to all nations and make them my disciples. Baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to observe all that I have commanded you, and I will be with you always, even to the end of the age." Dear friends, Christ is present with us in the sacrament. It is He Himself who baptizes us, and by the Spirit of Pentecost, He brings us into His church. Baptism is the sign of dying to sin and rising to new life in Christ. By water and the Holy Spirit, God claims us as His own. He washes us from sin and sets us free from the power of death. Here we know that we are made one with Christ, whose birth we celebrate at this time, and who calls us to share His ministry in the world. In this sacrament, the love of God is offered to each one of us, though we cannot understand it or explain it. We are called to accept that love with the openness and trust of a little child. In baptism, Adam is assured of the love that God has for him and the sign and seal of the Holy Spirit will be placed upon him. Alan and Gillian, in presenting your child for baptism, desiring that he may be grafted into Christ as a member of His body, the Church, do you receive and accept the teaching of the Christian faith? Let us pray. Lord God, send your Holy Spirit upon us and this water, that Adam, buried with Christ in baptism, may rise with him to newness of life, and being born anew of water and the Holy Spirit, may he remain forever in the number of your faithful children, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Adam, for you, Jesus came into the world at the first Christmas. For you, he lived and showed God's love. Now, Alan is going to take Adam, who is sleeping very contentedly at the moment, up to the font. He was here yesterday. He wasn't sleeping then. Isn't he just lovely altogether? A great baby. There you are. That's it. And big sister's over here too, Lucy. Very excited as well. Aren't you? Hey? Are you wanting to come out or are you sitting over there? Are you okay? You're quite happy. You're having a wee lie down now, I see. Isn't that great? Adam, Brodie, Fulton, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and dwell in your heart forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. Isn't he a great wee boy altogether? Eh? Sound asleep. But I don't think he's a good sleeper at night. No. Better to sleep at night than during the day, I think. That'll come. But just lovely to see him. You may go back and join Gillian. Well, Adam is now baptized into Jesus Christ, and we receive and welcome him as a member of Christ's Church. Alan and Gillian, your child belongs to God in Christ, and from this day, he will be at home in the Christian community, and there will always be a place for him. Do you promise, depending on the grace of God, to teach your child the truths and duties of the Christian faith, and by prayer and example, to bring him up in the life and worship of the Church? Dear friends, as members of Christ's body, do you welcome Adam and renew your commitment with God's help to live before all God's children in a kindly and Christian way, and to share with them the love of Christ? Let us pray. God of love, we rejoice again at this Christmas time to receive your grace in word and sacrament. We have heard your call and are made new by your Spirit. Guard and guide Adam all his days. May your love hold him, your truth guide him, your joy delight him. Be with Alan and Gillian, that with Lucy, Adam may grow up in a secure and happy home, a home enriched by faith and sustained by prayer. God of grace, you have called us from darkness into your glorious light. Help us to acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to profess with our whole lives the one true faith, and to live in love and unity with all who throughout the world are baptized in his name. Through that same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who unites us now as the one people, and who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Now we have a Bible and a flower to present to Adam, and we present these as a token of our love and an assurance of the prayers that will follow him all his days. Now, will I give you that? And there you are. Is that okay? Friends, let us welcome Adam into the fellowship of Christ Church. Now, it's lovely to have some children with us today, and you may have noticed that below the tree here, there are selection boxes. So either during the last hymn, or maybe at the end of the service, whatever's easiest for you, if you want just to come forward and take a selection box, would that be okay? And that's as a gift from the church to you. And I do hope that you all have a safe Christmas. And I know, looking round the church, that it's not an easy Christmas for some of you, because we've been together in sad times throughout this year. But I hope that you will also know the true joy of Christmas and the peace of God, which came into the world and was born in Bethlehem. We bring our service to a close by singing hymn 306, O Come, All Ye Faithful.
Thank you.
May the joy of the angels, the humility of the shepherds, and the peace of the Christ child be God's gift to you this Christmas, and the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you now and forevermore.